Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY25 results conference call of Godavari Power and Ispat Limited, hosted by MK Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh Kumar, MK Global Financial Services. Thank you and over to you.
Thanks, Shlok. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining in the Q2 FY25 earnings call of Godavari Power and Ispat. We have with us today Mr. Abhishek Agrawal, Mr. Dinesh Gandhi and Mr. Sanjay Bothra. I now hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you, Akhilesh. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending the conference call of Godavari Power and Ispat Limited to discuss Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings of the results of the company. Our financial results, press release and earning presentation is available on the website of the stock exchanges and the company. I believe you have had a chance to review the same. I will take you through the results, post which we can have a question answer session. At the outset, I'm extremely sorry for the delay at the start of the call. GPIL has demonstrated consistent performance in H1 FY25, even during challenging times of lower realization of sponge iron finished steel prices. Although the quarterly performance was impacted by annual maintenance shutdown of pellet plant and fall in realization of sponge iron and steel products. In this backdrop, company has achieved consolidated revenue, EBITDA and adjusted PAT excluding exceptional item for the quarter and on YoY basis to 1,268 crore, EBITDA of rupees 247 crore and PAT of 158 crore. The impact of revenue, EBITDA and PAT was to the extent of 65 crores on account of loss of pellet production due to shutdown. The loss of production was to the extent of 150,000 tons. Rupees 50 crore on account of lower realization of finished product and sponge iron. Rupees 25 crore on account of additional cost incurred on maintenance of the pellet plant during shutdown period. On half yearly basis, the consolidated revenue from operations remained flat at 2,600 crore approx compared to H1 FY24. Revenue from higher volume of value-added product was offset with lower realization in the value-added product like sponge iron, etc., and lower volume from the pellet plant. Consolidated EBITDA PAT excluding exceptional item dropped by 2% and 5% respectively to 654 and 445 crore due to decrease in realization of the finished product. Despite the challenges, the EBITDA margin and PAT margin stood strong at 25% and 17%. Respectively. Company has a healthy balance sheet with net cash of rupees 998 crore and a strong cash flow from operations of 564 crore during H1. The operational numbers for Q2 and H1 are already circulated in the investment presentation. The brief highlights are the loss of pellet volume by about 150,000 tons due to shutdown of 0.9 million ton pellet plant. Operating volume of value-added product like DRI, finished steel ferroalloys increased substantially. Production of iron ore decreased on account of heavy rains during the quarter. On half-yearly basis, iron ore mining and pellet production remained flat. However, production of sponge iron, steel billet, HB wire, ferroalloys and power generation increased considerably. The sales volume for sponge iron, steel billet, wire, etc. increased 56, 20 and 39% respectively. Pellet realization increased by 5% to 10,569. Realization of other product dropped. Update on our CAPEX plan. As you are aware, we have an ambitious CAPEX plan by nearly doubling our iron ore mining and pellet capacities by setting up an integrated steel plant with an 4x capacities of the present capacity. In this regard, I would like to update that the approval for increase in iron ore mining and beneficiation capacity from 2.35 million ton to 6 million ton is delayed for the reasons beyond the control of the company. We now expect the approval for increase in iron ore mining capacity by Q4 FY25. Once our environmental approval is received, the crushing and beneficiation plant is expected to be commissioned within a period of 6 months, as we have already done some part of the work on the mines. In view of delay in approval of the mining and beneficiation capacity, the company has revised the guidance for iron ore production from 3 million ton to 2.3 million ton for FY25. The project for increasing pellet capacity from 2.7 million ton to 4.7 million ton is running as per schedule, and same is expected to be commissioned by June-July 2005. In this regard, I would like to further inform you all that the orders for all equipment have already been placed. Construction activities to the extent of more than 50% has already been completed, and the shipment of equipments are going to start within a month from various vendors. As regards Greenfield Integrated Steel Plant of 2 million ton, public hearing has been completed earlier. During the quarter, the presentation to the MOA has been completed, and the approval is expected to be received by December 24. The construction activity of the project shall start only after regulatory approvals are in place for mining and for integrated steel plant. Coming on update on the solar project, a total of 165 megawatt solar power plants have been commissioned till date and now operational and are contributing to the cost saving. GPL has planned an additional 70 megawatt solar power plant for which land acquisition is in process. This project is to meet the requirement for upcoming 2 million ton pellet plant, for which a 70 megawatt solar power plant is proposed to be set up. GPL is focused on reducing carbon emission and has established a clear objective achieving net zero by 2050. Apart from setting solar power plants, the company initiated various energy efficient and decarbonization projects. The capital expenditure for the initiative first stage is 75 crores, which will generate an additional 11 megawatt of power without any extra fuel. The payback period for the same is about 3 years. Walking the talk on the same, GPL is developing a wasted recovery based power plant harnessing heat from the company's existing ferroalloy furnaces and pellet plant cooler exhaust to generate additional power of 7 megawatt of clean energy, which will reduce carbon emission by 50,000 tons annually. This is being done with collaboration with Siemens at a cost of 73 crore to be funded from company's internal accrual. This project is expected to be completed within a period of 18 months. The GPL has further simplified the group structure. Consequent upon and buyback of shares conducted by Alok Ferroalloys, Alok has become 100% subsidiary and stake in HFL has increased to 96%. The Chhattisgarh captive coal mining has also completed partial buyback of shares, and therefore the stake in the company is reduced. Coming on the market outlook, on international front, global iron ore prices dropped below $90 from high of 144 in January 24 on concern of China's slowdown. The recent excitement around China's stimulus pushed prices back to $115, but it was short-lived. Prices are now back to below $100. The development of a large mine in Junyi will add to the supply from 2027 and might push prices down. However, in the interim, housing demand in China can expected to recover and has potential to push the iron ore prices back to $110-$115. On domestic front, iron ore prices, NMDC has largely followed global trade. However, auction prices of mines and the gradual reduction in supply from merchants has put the floor on domestic iron ore prices. India remains one of the brightest spots globally for steel demand. World Steel Association has forecasted steel demand to grow by 8% in FY24 and 8.5% in calendar 25 to 143 and 156 million tons respectively. To conclude, I would like to mention that as we transition into second half of FY 2025, we are optimistic about getting our iron ore mining and pellet production and sales back on the track. Our solid cash flow position, coupled with the strategic CapEx plan aimed at significantly expanding our capacities in iron ore mining, pellet, integrated steel, sets a strong foundation for growth. Enhanced operational efficiencies and cost saving from our solar power plants will further enhance the profitability of the company. Additionally, the advantage of our captive iron ore mine and production of high-grade pellet, along with unwavering support from stakeholders, position us for an exceptional performance in the years to come. With this, I would now like to open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sahil Rohit Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and best wishes for the upcoming Diwali season, and also,
Mr. Sahil, please increase your voice, please.
Yeah, just one second. Is it audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and best wishes for the Diwali season. Also, good to see Godavari maintaining its numbers despite the challenging situation. Firstly, wanted to understand, sir, there were fall in pellet prices also during Q2. I believe that we have a 1-2 months contract. So, just wanted to understand how the prices have not corrected much, and what will be the trajectory for pellet prices? Do we have, will the corrected prices come with a lag in 3Q?
Hi, morning. No, for Q3, the prices have resumed on a positive territory, and the numbers are currently at about 10,000 rupees ex-plant.
Yes, that's correct, I understand. But, so are we looking at a lower number, directionally for Q3? Or, I just wanted to understand how the contracts are working out.
No, for Q3, the number will be really on the higher side.
Okay, okay. That's very good to understand. Were there any kind of iron ore purchases done in Q2, or were we largely able to manage from our own mines?
No. So usually, we are buying about 25% of our iron ore from the market, and that will continue till our mine expansion happens. So we'll continue to buy 25% of the iron ore from the market, and till we get the new EC for the mines, and that will about continue for another 6 months.
Got it. Got it, got it. And, so thirdly, just wanted to understand, with this new 7 MW waste heat recovery power plant, I mean, would that be excess power, for us, whenever it gets commissioned? Or would that be, still a required thing for the self-sufficiency when it comes to power?
No, as the generation increases, we will reduce our coal, fossil fuel burn, and we'll reduce the carbon emission. That's the whole idea.
Okay. And this will be, I mean, this will be more of, it will be all self-consumed, right? I mean, there'll be no required, I mean, there'll be no external sales, okay?
No. So we still don't buy anything from the grid, and we don't import grid power, and this will further strengthen our generation in terms of carbon emission.
Got it. Got it. And just one last question. If you can comment on the overall demand. I mean, we've seen prices rebound post-monsoon also, but the economic activity was also a little subdued in Q2. So, how are you seeing demand on ground in Q3?
Usually Q2 is always a lean season for steel. Q3, post-Diwali, we hope the demand to come back and the prices to, you know, probably I would say demand should come back and the price should, you know, further go up. That's the whole idea.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manav Gogia from Yes Securities India Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Manav, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So one question on the cost front, could you let me know what was the blended, you know, landed coal cost for the quarter?
We only put RB1 coal for our DRI, and the blended cost for the coal was about 12,000 rupees.
And last quarter it was about 11,500, right? If I'm not wrong.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and are we sourcing any raw coals, you know, domestically for our power plant requirements? Could you be able to give me a split between the coal source domestically versus the imports?
We do source, we have linkages from Coal India for a power plant and as well as gasifier. So Q2 was about 4,000 rupees and Q3 we maintain the same because domestic coal hasn't risen much due to good supply from Coal India and the linkages we have is for 5 years. So the price for the incoming coal for a power plant and for gasifier is almost the same, which is 4,000 rupees.
Okay. So just following up on the question, you know, asked by the previous participant, you're saying that pellet prices for Q3 are expected to be a little up as compared to Q2. Could you, like, be able to quantify the same?
Q2, the average price is about 8,000 rupees and the prices did come down end of Q2. But then due to sudden rise in the iron ore fines price, you know, MC auction, the Q3 should be at the same level compared to Q2, which is about 10,000 rupees average.
Okay. Sure. So just if I could squeeze one more question. In terms of the EC, you know, getting delayed for the iron ore mining expansion, wanted to know, since now the ECs are expected to be received in the last quarter, by when are the mines, you know, expected to be operational? I think in your opening remarks, it was like 6 months from Q4. Is that right?
Correct.
No. 6 months is for beneficiation plant commissioning.
Okay. So mines will be starting from Q4 itself, by the end of Q4. Is that a realistic target?
You can assume from Q1 FY26.
Okay. So right when the pellet plant comes into the picture.
Yeah.
And how much of a benefit do we see on the landed cost per ton, or should we expect it to remain in the same trajectory of 2,800 to 2,900 rupees a ton?
See, mine cost would be more or less the same, probably, you know, 100, 200 rupees here and there. But if you compare to the current market, we are buying fines about 20% on the market, which is about 6,500 rupees. So if you place that with iron ore mining, it's a substantial difference.
Okay. Thank you so much for the answer, sir. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Velekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just a clarification from Manav's question previously. So what I understand is that this pellet plant crushing and beneficiation and iron ore mining all will start in tandem from Q1 FY26, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is there any ramp up time for that? Means how much incremental volumes can we expect from FY26?
Once we get the approval, we'll start running on the mining production, and hopefully by, I think, end of Q1 or Q2, we should be able to mine, you know, the desired 6 million ton. That's the whole idea.
Okay, full 6 million.
Yeah.
Okay. So next question is on iron ore. Means on one of the slides, there is a one of the mines in Africa is coming online in Guinea, and because of that iron ore prices may fall in future. So what will be its impact on our pellet prices, or our pellet prices will remain largely stable given the domestic situation? I want to understand what are the factors which decide pellet price volatility.
To be honest, with the current increasing production in India for steel, the iron ore prices have been strong, and irrespective of how the international prices play, the pellet prices should be on the same levels. So we don't expect any change in the domestic pricing when it comes to iron ore.
Okay. Thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhilesh Kumar from Emkay Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So first, coming on the capex intensity. So sir, for a solar plant, generally it takes 50 to 55 million per megawatt to set up 1 megawatt of solar capacity. However, GPIL is targeting to achieve 70 megawatt of solar capacity with an investment of around 35 to 36 million per megawatt. So could you please walk me through the difference? Why is it lower for GPIL?
The module prices have drastically reduced compared to previous years. Earlier, the module prices were about 2 crores, 2.5 crores per megawatt. But today, the prices are about 1.5 crore megawatt. So basis that, we have already finalized the EPC contractor. So, for a 70 megawatt, we are confident that about, 200, 225 crores should be enough for setting up 70 megawatts.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. And second question is on the guidance. So you have trimmed iron ore guidance for FY25. So is there a possibility that there could be a scale back in the targeted capacity to reach 6 MTPA in FY26?
No, hopefully we should be able to get the approvals. And once we get the approvals, there should not be any issue in, reaching the rail capacity.
Okay. And if I can pitch in one more question. So you have about 1,000 crore capex of balance capex to be incurred apart from steel. So could you please guide us how much of it will be done in the FY25 and in FY26?
See, all of it will be done in FY25 and 26 because the construction is slated for the new pipe plant. And once we receive the mining approval, we will start the construction of a beneficiary plant. So all of it will be consumed and to be incurred in 25 and 26.
So can we assume like 50-50 split between the 2 years?
See, majorly pellet plant is already consuming, and once you get the mining approval, so remaining will be done in FY26.
Okay, makes sense. Thank you so much for taking my
Thank
questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So just want to understand, because last time when we indicated that there was a decline in the pellet prices compared to the first quarter, but now when we look at our realization, we have seen a sequential improvement. So can you help us in understand the total grade of the product grade mix in the pellet that we have sold during the quarter?
See, we have been maintaining, it's 50% of high grade, which is 66, and 50% of normal commercial grade, 63, and that will continue to happen.
So that will continue to remain at 50-50 only, right?
Yes. Until a new pellet plant is commissioned.
Yeah, and the new pellet plant is probably coming the first quarter of FY26, if I'm not wrong.
Correct. Very correct.
Production will come in Q2, not it is expected, but commission
in Q2. Production will come in Q2, right?
Q2, yeah.
In the opening remarks that you indicated that there is a delay in getting an approval from the mining and the state government for the expansion in the mining activities. So suppose if we don't get an approval in months till December, the Q4 of FY 2025, so is it safe to assume that the currently what we are buying 20-25% iron ore from the market, that proportion will go to almost 30-35% since our pellet will come into operation?
Yeah, if we don't get the approval, that will surely happen, but we are confident that we will get the approval before we start the pellet plant.
No, so I mean, is there anything which is an issue why there's a delay in terms of getting an approval or sort of thing?
It's not an issue, but, you know, the process is such, so it usually takes time. But with the state government taking a little more time, and but we are confident we should get the approval before the new pellet plant starts.
Okay. So, okay. And in terms of our beneficiation, now, since we have already started the activity on the ground, so what is the CapEx that we have already spent for the beneficiation?
There's a given presentation, Jatin. The numbers are there.
Okay. Okay. And in terms of the numbers, that definitely we have seen the downward revision in the overall iron ore mining guidance. So now, in for the month of October, is our pellet plant fully operational?
Yes, pellet plant is fully operational. There was a shutdown, iron ore shutdown for the smaller one, but since September, both the pellet plants are fully operational, and we are confident we'll achieve the guidance given by us at start of the year.
Oh.
The pellet volume. Yeah.
Thank you, Abhishek, and best wishes for the festive season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC, Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So morning, sir. My first question regarding the margin part. The margin has declined drastically from compared to last year, same quarter, so 28%-20%. Any reason except from the rain or pellet?
No, the major reason was the pellet plant. It was on a shutdown, annual shutdown for almost 50 days, because of which we lost the major volume. Apart from that, no other reasons.
Okay. So, sir, yeah, this plant shut down 50 days, so every year or just for this year?
No.
Exceptional.
No. Last time we took annual shutdown was almost 10 years back, so that is how the plant works. So going forward, it doesn't happen every year.
Okay. Okay. So this is impact on the, this one, margin front, no? So, and we hopefully from Q3 margins will be normalized.
From Q3 onwards, the production guidance will be normalized, and depending on the market, the margins will be remain intact.
Okay. So my next question, sir, if you look your sponge iron realization, just recently one company in North America declared results. Their sponge realization is higher or is lower. Any reason behind that?
No, I see in Q2, what has happened is, you know, we've reduced the sponge iron as per their capacity, and there was surplus, so we sold in the market. But going forward, we only sell sponge iron basis, you know, our internal requirement. We only sell surplus, you know, command to our steel production.
Okay. So for Q3, sponge iron realization will increase compared to Q2, if I understand?
No. In Q3, the sponge iron sales will be less compared to Q2.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Sir, last question, sir. You used to mention, I think, your coal cost is, you are saying, 12,000 per ton.
Yes, for DRI. Yes, correct.
For DRI. So, generally for DRI, we imported coal, no, sir?
We import coal for DRI.
Okay. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask your questions. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand one thing. Since the iron ore prices have again started to inch up, have you given any thought about restarting of the Boria Tibbu mine? Because that low grade was previously not feasible at a low price.
See, for Boria Tibu, we have started filing the papers for beneficiation. So Boria Tibu mine will only start once we saw the beneficiation plant. Because the grid is on the lower side, and it's only feasible in the long term once you start beneficiating and then bring the higher to the market, to the plant. So Boria Tibu will come online only after, you know, say 2 to 3 years, not before that.
So just follow up, what is the average rate what you think the Boria Tibu will give you right now? And post beneficiation, what is the rate you are looking at?
See, the average is about 50-52, and post beneficiation is about 63-65. So we have started working on the filing the EC for Boria Tibu, and once we get the EC desired approvals, we'll install the plant and we'll only start the mines when the plant, the beneficiation plant is started.
Understood. So my second question pertains to our pellet exports market. Usually we have seen in the past that closer to October end or November, since China's sintering starts gradually depleting, there's a lot of booking happens from India. So have you seen some inquiries, and at current prices, is it feasible for us to export? Just wanted your views on that.
No, see, we haven't been exporting for almost last 10 months, and we don't think, you know, exports will happen, at least for Godavari, because the domestic demand is quite strong, and the prices in the domestic are much better than the export prices. Though pellet plants in India, which are port-based, you know, in Orissa or say in Vizag, they are exporting some volumes, but apart from that, not much export is happening from India. Because the domestic demand is quite strong.
Understood. But even then, that helps us, right? Some domestic material will go out in the export.
Of course. Because in India, the pellet production is on the higher side compared to the demand. So any volume going outside India, you know, helps to balance demand and supply.
Understood. And sir, just one last question. I'm sorry if this would have been asked previously because my call dropped. I see the average realization for the pellet has improved even on sequential basis, while the iron ore prices have been lower. So just wanted to understand whether the larger part of this dip now we will experience in 3Q, or on a blended basis our 3Q would still be higher than the 2Q which is there.
See, did you expect the pellet? Yes, it should be better, correct.
Sorry, sir, I missed your comment.
Q3 should be better than Q2 in terms of realization.
Okay, so somehow this sharp fall had been managed in 2Q. We were expecting some fall in the 2Q realization as well.
See, the volumes were lower, so, you know, we were able to maintain the pricing in Q2. But Q3, given the demand and supply, should be better than Q2. You know, Q3 should be better than Q2.
Sir, if I may ask, how is the spot prices in Q3 as of now?
See, for the 63 grade, it's about 10,000 rupees, and for the high grade, it was 11,500 rupees at the moment.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side, and all the best for future. And happy Diwali to you, sir.
Happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman from Augmenta Asset Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Abhishek. Thanks for the opportunity. Abhishek, I just had a basic question. So, correct me if I'm wrong. So, for time being, for FY25 as a whole, you'd be buying close to 60,000 tons of iron ore from outside, right? For our internal operations.
Yeah, we buy about 50,000 tons of iron ore from the market at the moment.
Okay. And also, can you highlight some bit on the iron ore? Because, for example, over the last 20 days, NMDC have increased prices by 2 times, by approximately 1,000 rupees per ton. And when we listen to the management commentary on the same, so the company is expecting a robust iron ore market, and the cross section is also going to be good. So, what's your sense on the domestic iron ore market as a whole?
See, domestic iron ore market is quite strong. Recently connected OMC auction, the prices are about almost 1,000 rupees. You know, which basically increase the prices. So going forward with the robust steel demand, you know, with the monsoon over, we expect the iron ore prices to be at the elevated levels.
Okay, okay. And also, if you could throw some things on the ferroalloys market, what is happening currently?
See, ferroalloys is quite stagnant. The good thing is the raw material prices have come down in the national market. Whatever increase happened in Q2 because of certain production being out in the national market and the China's weak demand, the manganese prices have come down, and the current silicomanganese prices in the domestic market is more or less stable.
Okay, okay. That's all. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Chaudhary from Prabhudas Leeladev Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand regarding the current demand situation for galvanized fabricated products. Over the last two quarters, the run rate is falling, is it? I mean, but I think we plan to increase the capacity also over here, over the period. So can you throw some light? Also, the margin is under pressure because of higher zinc prices, or how is it going
as of? In Q2, the volumes were lower because, you know, our zinc bath was under maintenance. There was a major repair happened in the zinc bath. That is why the volume is lower. But in terms of demand, the demand is quite strong. And we have also commissioned a new rolling mill. So that will support the profitability. So in Q3 and Q4, we hope the demand will remain intact. And you can see the better volumes in Q3 and Q4 going forward.
Because 1Q also, that volumes were lower actually.
Q1 is still okay, but Q2 there was a major repair in the zinc bath. But Q3 and Q4 onwards, you can see a major uptick in the volumes.
Okay, and margins?
Margins will remain intact because, you know, see, this is more of a, you know, PSU work, you know, with transmission towers, railways and all that. So demand is quite robust. And we are quite confident once they achieve desired volumes, the profitability will remain intact.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir. And happy Diwali.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Diwali.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding regarding the buyback of Alok Ferroalloys. So, what was the consideration at which we bought back the share from our promoters?
The buyback was done, at about 10 rupees per share.
Okay, and yeah, and both of our ferroalloy subsidiary are doing quite badly. So can you throw some light on that? Why are they doing so badly in operations?
So you see the numbers for Q2, and they are doing much better than the, you know, same quarter last year.
Yeah, so I was much more asking about yearly performance.
No, last year performance was slightly subdued because there was an modification in one of the plant. There was a shutdown in the power plant in Alok Ferroalloys. Both these plants are operating fully and volumes have considerably increased during the current financial year. Even operating metrics have increased. Okay. And this is expected to sustain over the period of time.
Yeah. So what kind of EBITDA margins are we expecting from ferroalloy division?
See, it is about 8,000 to 10,000 rupees a ton on an average. First half EBITDA, I think, for ferroalloy business is closer to about 40-45 crore.
Okay. And my last question is regarding the cost per ton for converting mined iron ore into iron ore pellets.
It is about 1,800 rupees a ton.
Sorry, what was the number?
1,800 per ton.
1,800. So, cost of mining iron ore is close to 3,000 rupee per ton, and from mining to pellet, it's 1,800.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side, and happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali to you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind our participants that you may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone to ask your questions. The next question is from the line of Wayne DeMello from Badrinath Holding. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please tell me.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my question. So I recently saw Abhishek your interview with Nigel on CNBC. So I just wanted to get these numbers confirmed. So of the 2 million tons, the new pellet capacity in FY26, am I right in understanding that in the first year, that is FY26, we'll be doing like a 50% say? So 1 million tons will be added to our current production in FY26?
Correct.
Yeah, and then the other 1 million ton, we can expect, like the whole 2 million tons, we can expect in FY27.
Right.
Okay. And our captive consumption of our pellets will remain at 0.9. So in FY27, then our sales volumes will go up directly by the whole 2 million tons, right?
So again, FY26, the volume should go up by 1 million. In FY27, the whole volume of 2 million should go up. Yes.
Yeah, but our captive consumption of the pellets will remain the same throughout.
Exactly. So right now it's also 0.9 million ton, and going forward, as we start increasing the production, the sales volume will go up.
Okay, great. And last, the iron ore, we don't plan on selling. Like, even once the mining, because of the additional royalties that we have to pay, even once the mining ramps up, there will be no situation where we'll be selling our iron ore to the market, right?
No, we have no intention of selling the iron ore in the market. So whatever we mine will be consumed in the pellet plant.
Okay, thanks. And the last question is, where do you see the high grade mix for our pellets, like between the Fe63 and 66 in FY27? Will it be 1/3 of low grade and 2/3 of high grade?
See, currently it's 50-50, and once we start the new pellet plant, they'll also be producing high grade. So yeah, you are very correct. Once we start the new pellet production, high grade will be 2/3 and the normal grade will be 1/3.
Okay, okay. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Dubey from Wigman Technologies Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to ask, sir, how has been the share of domestic versus exports in last quarter, and what is your outlook for quarter 3?
See, we haven't been exporting any pellets from last 10 months. We have been selling everything domestically, and looking at the current domestic demand and the prices, we will continue to sell everything domestic. Export will be zero. Even for Q3, and with current prices, hopefully Q4 should also be zero. So we will keep selling everything domestically.
Okay, noted, sir. Sir, my second question is on CCU unit, which you have mentioned in your press release investor presentation.
Yeah.
What are your plans on achieving this net zero emissions, if you can share more details?
We have given a target of 2050. We are working with IIT Bombay on the CCU. They developed a pilot scale in the lab, and a bigger version will be installed in Godavari. And once everything, you know, is successful in terms of operational and in terms of, you know, capturing carbon, we'll go to bigger model. So it's at a very R&D stage, and hopefully everything works out, we can start investing on a bigger model. That's the whole idea.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and happy Diwali in advance.
Happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Rohit Sangvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yes. So I just wanted to understand, so there is this gap between the net cash number that you calculated and what is directly available on the face of the balance sheet. I think you account for the loans in the net cash number. So just wanted to understand the loans are to whom and at what interest rate.
Sorry, child, come again, please.
Yes, sir. I mean, you have a net cash number of roughly 970-990 crores in your presentation. So there is roughly, I think, 170-180 crores of loans that you're probably accounting as cash and cash equivalent. So just if you can explain who are these loans given to and what interest rate, and if you can give some details on that.
Bhatraji, you will take this question?
Yes, the interest is largely between 12% to 16%, and these loans are repayable on demand. That's why it is taken as cash and cash equivalents.
But whom are this given to?
GMR is one party, and there are some other corporates also.
GMR?
Yes. GMR Enterprises.
Okay, fine. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manav Gogia from Yes Securities India Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, sir, again for the opportunity. So in the last call, we had guided that, you know, the capex for this particular year would be in the range of about 800 crores and next year should be about 1,000 crores. Are the numbers still intact?
Yes, it is intact.
Yes, and could you give me the total capex spend up till the first half of this financial year?
The numbers are there in the presentation.
Oh, okay, I might have missed it. So second question coming up, you know, on the other expenses, which have jumped roughly 14% on the quarter-on-quarter basis. Could you just underline the factors that contributed to the same?
So, as I said in my opening remarks, 25 crore is an one-time cost, especially for the, shutdown of the pellet plant and the cost incurred toward that. So, that 25 crore is, additional cost incurred in this quarter.
Okay.
It will not be repeated.
Sure. Thank you so much for the clarification, sir. That's all from my side. Wish you all a very happy Diwali. Thank you.
Happy Diwali.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Shah from HNI Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, in last Q1 PPT, we have mentioned that the iron ore beneficiation plant will take 15 months from the date of environment clearance or environment approval. In this Q2 presentation, we are mentioning 6 months from the environment clearance. So what has happened in last 3 months that the timeline has been changed?
See, we've already got the approval for 0.6 million done. So majority of work, has been completed. And once we get the mining approval for 6 million done, we will spend create an additional volume and start beneficiation. So that's about 15 months, we have come up to 6 months. Because major work has already happened. Once we get the mining approval for 6 million done, we will spend additional amount on the beneficiation and we start the beneficiation as well. That's the whole idea.
Okay. And our mining application with environment clearance is continuously getting delayed. While we have initiated this project in terms of iron ore expansion, mining expansion, as well as the pellet production, the idea was the mining capacity will be available well in advance. But now since we are talking in this call that if environment clearance is getting delayed, then we may have to procure the iron ore from outside to maintain our pellet plant capacity, which we are commissioning in Q1 next year. So why the management and our environment team is not putting adequate efforts to ensure that the environment clearance should not get delayed further?
No. So I would say the environment team is putting the required effort. It would be wrong to say that they're not putting any effort. The process is quite it's taking much more time than we expected. But we are confident that by end of the financial year we should be able to get the mining permission.
Okay. And you also mentioned that some state government approval is pending other than this environment clearance for this new iron, for the expansion of iron ore plant. So which are those state government approval is still pending other than the environment clearance for this?
No, see, for the current mining expansion, as per the law and the MMDR Act, we are supposed to get approval from state government. Whatever approvals are required, it's with the state government, not with the central government. So it's taking time, we do understand, but then things are in place and hopefully by the financial year we should get the approvals.
So what I understood from the PPT, we have mentioned the revised TOR, right? So when we are going to submit the response against this TOR?
We have already submitted the response against the TOR. And now public hearing has to happen and further we so, yeah. So things are in process. That is taking a little time, but we are confident that by end of this year we should get the approval.
So the public hearing is applicable for our iron ore expansion project?
Yes, it is applicable, but it has to happen at the state government level, not at the center government level.
And by when this the public hearing is going to happen? Because if the public hearing is still pending, then I am really I am not sure how we'll be getting all the approval in next 6 months time.
No, no. See, we are at the last stage of getting the approval. I mean the permission approved. So once that stage is achieved, public will happen. So fully by November end, we should get the approval, and then in December we are confident the public hearing will happen.
Thank you, Abhishek ji. Thank you.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We once again sincerely thank you all for your participation and our evening support. We are confident that we have adequately addressed all your queries. Wishing you all season's greeting and happy Diwali to you and all your families. Should you have any further questions or need any additional information, please feel free to get in touch with our investor relations team at Go India Advisors. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.